Our state capitol report continues now, continues our coverage of the Democratic Party's state convention over the weekend. We will welcome in the chairperson of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Martha Lanning, and we will welcome your questions for her at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Martha Lanning is the chairperson of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I'll get to your take on the issues that came up at the convention over the weekend. But first, your reaction to Paul Ryan endorsing Donald Trump last week.
Well, I think the real news there is that it took Paul Ryan this long to get behind the nominee of the Republican Party. I think the Republicans are really struggling with the fact that they have Donald Trump, who is making some very sexist, bigoted comments, and just a real risk for our country, a real concern for having him potentially be commander-in-chief and have control over the lives of so many people in our country. So I think the real story here is that he certainly wasn't anxious to do that, and just shows how the Republican Party is really struggling.
Yeah, Sean Johnson was at the convention and was kind of dubbing it an anti-Trump convention and saying that just about every Democratic speaker at the convention took a shot at Donald Trump. Do you consider it an anti-Trump convention?
I think it was really a convention that shows that the Democrats are uniting behind a message of ensuring that we're helping to make working families' lives better, that America deserves an economy that works for everyone, not just billionaires like Donald Trump. And our concern really here is that there hasn't been a presidential candidate in the Republican Party ever that was as bad as Donald Trump. I mean, he's just, you know, the Republican Party has really changed. And by nominating him, someone who only cares about himself, you know, when people benefit, you know, Donald Trump gets up there and says that he creates jobs, but he takes all these loopholes that he doesn't pay his employees the way he should. He doesn't even hire all Americans. He brings people in from outside. He admits that there are these problems. The housing crisis, you know, he wanted the housing crisis to happen. And when he was asked about it just within the last couple of weeks, he's like, hey, I'm a businessman. This is not the type of person that we want leading our country. And I think that's why his name was being brought up. And it is kind of funny that the Republicans didn't talk about him at all at their convention. They rarely mentioned his name. So I think they're just as concerned as we are about him.
Well, the party did pass a resolution calling on the National Democratic Party to scale back the power of superdelegates. This was pushed by some of Bernie Sanders' supporters. Tell us your reaction to that resolution passing.
Well, I think it's an example of the great process that the Democratic Party has, is that, you know, when you're having a primary like this, issues come up, and we have a process about being able to create a resolution and have discussion on it and have a vote. And that's what we did, and that resolution was passed, and I will be sure that the Democratic National Committee is aware that Wisconsin passed it.
Maggie emailed, aside from the undemocratic nature of superdelegates, she writes, was the topic raised about the undemocratic nature of caucuses that are held in some states? Did anyone suggest that the National Party abandon caucuses in favor of primaries?
Well, we don't have caucuses here in Wisconsin, and no, that wasn't one of our resolution issues that I saw.
Talk some about you are one of the unpledged or undecided superdelegates for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, Martha Lanning. When are you going to decide, or have you decided who you are going to vote for?
I have really emphasized to people that I think we need to let the primary process play out and let all the voters' voices be heard. So I'm waiting for all of the elections to be over, and I'll be placing I'll be pledging to the nominee of our party.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you pledge your support to the winner of the primary in Wisconsin, Bernie Sanders, just automatically because he won Wisconsin?
Well, and I think the issue for me is that I wanted to be able to bring all of our Democrats together in the state of Wisconsin to get behind whoever the nominee is. And Bernie Sanders decisively won our state. And, you know, I cheer for his team. But we also have a lot of Hillary supporters. And once we know who our nominee is, I want to be able to just be that leader that's saying, okay, this process is over. It's time to turn the page. And I think we did a great job of that on Saturday. You know, we had a big contingency of Bernie and Hillary supporters there at the convention. And we came together to talk about uniting and voting and winning because we all know that the Democrats stand for ensuring that we have an economy that works for everyone, not just the billionaires, the people who work hard and play by the rules can get ahead. They get an opportunity to succeed. And we need to be sure that we're getting behind those values, whoever our nominee is. And I'll just be anxious to hear who that is.
In our final minute, well, not final minute, in our minute before our newscast, do you see the National Democratic Party changing the superdelegate process?
You know, I haven't talked to anybody at the national level. I'm sure that they are paying very close attention to the things that are playing out here, and we'll wait and see what their decision is about how they're going to move forward.
Martha Lanning is the chairperson of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, and she is recapping with us some of the votes and issues that came up during the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's state convention this weekend in Green Bay. We'll welcome your questions for her, your views on superdelegates and the races and the issues at stake. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. How do you feel about the Democratic Party and its issues in Wisconsin? What issues would you like to see the Democratic Party take up? What questions do you have for Martha Lanning, who is chairperson of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin? We will check news, and then we'll be back. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. We are talking with Martha Lanning, chairperson of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, about the Democratic Party's convention over the weekend, the issues raised, and the key highlights. And we're welcoming your questions and views at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Let's go to the phones and take our first caller, Mike in Sheboygan. Hi, Mike.
Hi, good morning. First of all, I want to give a compliment to Martha. I have always said that the Catholic Church has found its Lombardi, and the Democrats needed to find theirs, and I think so far I've seen what Martha's done is good for democracy and good for the party. But my comment is delegates, schmelegates. If the Democrats just think winning a primary is important, then Hillary certainly is their nominee, but they're going to lose the White House. And the Wall Street Journal has admitted that the only Democrat who could ever lose to Donald Trump is Hillary Clinton.
We want to talk about the strength of Hillary Clinton as a nominee, if indeed she is, Martha Lanning.
Well, I think both of our candidates have been talking about the issues, and in the process of having a primary, you know, they've been centering on talking to dealing with the primary. But we're watching both of our candidates be talking about the issues that matter the most to Wisconsinites and people all over the state of Wisconsin or the nation. And by doing that, we believe that we will decisively beat Donald Trump, who seems to only be concerned about himself. And when he does something for himself, it may benefit other people, but he will never be doing anything for other people that doesn't benefit himself. So that's what we're centering in on.
We had a caller who ended up dropping off during the news who wanted to say that Hillary Clinton was in big trouble over the email issue. What's your reaction to that?
I think that's just a trumped up attack piece again by the Republican Party. And I think, you know, Bernie Sanders said it long ago that we need to be talking about the issues that really matter to workers. You know, what's happened with those emails is not an issue. What's really mattering to people is the fact that we have the income inequality that we have in our country, that here in Wisconsin we have the highest poverty rate in the last 30 years, that 10,000 people got layoff notices last year and are wondering how they're going to care for their families, that our you know, the Republican nominee is somebody who brings in people from outside of America to work and takes jobs away from American people. I mean, we need to talk about the issues that really matter to the working people and stop allowing politicians and people who are just trying to smear people distract our message or our distract us from that message.
Peter in Brookfield is with us now. Hi, Peter.
Hello. Question I have is why the Democratic Party has allowed Bernie to run under on a Democratic ticket when he's not even a Democrat, for crying out loud. He's a socialist. Would they allow him to run on the ticket if he called himself a communist? I guess I just don't understand why they're so accommodating to him. But
all right. Why can Bernie Sanders run and run as a Democrat, Martha Lanning?
You know, Bernie Sanders has been dedicated to Democratic issues like ensuring that people get a living wage, talking about being sure that people get health care, that we don't have children that aren't getting the health care services and out there, that ensuring that we do something about our correctional facilities, that we're not incarcerating people that should not be incarcerated. You know, he is talking about Democratic values, and the Democratic Party evaluates people based upon getting behind the platform that we stand for. And he's doing that.
Let's go next to Gary in Glendale. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, Joyce. Pardon me. Thank you. First, I'd like to propose to Martha and all Democrats that they adopt a slogan, something like Keep America Great, which I think the President and Secretary Clinton really spelled out very well in their speeches last week. But my question has to do with the congressional districts here in Wisconsin. I believe that Glenn Grothman is eminently beatable, but I learned a couple of weeks ago from Sarah Lloyd that she has no funding coming in from the National Democratic Party because the only district targeted in the state is the 8th, which is vacated by Reed Ribble. So is the state Democratic Party able to help out the challengers to the Republican incumbents in the congressional districts better than they did? Mark Harris was left alone to run against Grothman last term.
Well, this has been one of the focuses of my chair and chip here at the party, is that I want to be sure that we're getting better support to all of our candidates out there. So we recently hired a candidate services director and a red to blue coordinator, and those people are going to be out there helping candidates, getting training to them, getting support to them, and training volunteer staff that are going to be helping them. So yes, I think we're going to be offering a lot more support to our candidates around the state in the future.
Let me just generally, without going district by district, isn't it generally believed that most of the congressional districts are, redistricted such that the incumbent, whatever party that incumbent is, are pretty much, it's pretty much set. It's they're safe districts except for the swing district of the 8th.
I think the 8th is definitely looked at as a district that we can win, and with such a phenomenal candidate like Tom Nelson in that district, I believe the Democrats will be picking up that seat, and we're thrilled about that. But I think the redistricting issue is a huge issue. It's just another example of how the Republicans in our state have changed so dramatically that they would do something so unfair as what they did. When over 200,000 more votes are placed for Assembly Democratic candidates in a race, but yet we don't even get near half of the seats, you know, we're at 36 out of 99, that just shows you how, redistricting has affected our ability, the Democratic Party's ability to represent the people of Wisconsin fairly. And you know, it's something that's being looked at right now in a court case.
Yeah. Talk some more about the 8th Congressional District. Why are you so confident in Democrats taking that district?
Tom Nelson. I mean, he's a county executive for Outagamie County. He works with both Republicans and Democrats very, very well. He has done some just outstanding things in the county, working on bringing drug courts and veteran courts forward so that we did not need to do anything more with incarceration or dealing with our jail to spend a lot of money on increasing it. Instead, let's help people get back on their feet and get their lives back on the right track. And, you know, Tom Nelson is just an amazing leader, and he has a lot of experience behind him, and there isn't anybody in the Republican field that can compare to him. So I think we'll have a strong opportunity there to take back the 8th CD.
We have a few more minutes, 5 more minutes or so, with Martha Lanning, the chairperson of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, talking with her on the heels of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin's state convention in Green Bay over the weekend, welcoming your questions for her about Democratic Party politics and the campaign trail politics of 2016. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. A lot of attention to the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin at the convention over the weekend, and of course, U.S. Senator Russ Feingold was one of the speakers. Talk some about how confident you are, Martha Lanning, that Russ Feingold is going to win his old job back.
Well, I think the people of Wisconsin are looking for someone who's going to represent them. I think people are fed up with politicians that just go to D.C. and disappear, don't represent the people, don't talk to the people. And that's why I think everybody's so excited about Russ. Russ has already toured the entire, gone to every single county in the state of Wisconsin twice since he announced his candidacy last year. He is listening to the people, and he is hearing from them that, you know, they need a living wage. They need to be able to work and pay their bills and take care of their families, and they deserve that, and he wants to ensure that that happens. He's hearing that college students are graduating with such debt. Not only is it horrible for them, but it's horrible for our economy because they're having difficulty being able to buy a house or get a car and invest in our economy. So here in Wisconsin, we need politicians just like Russ, because he is going to go to Washington, D.C. He's going to get things done, and he's going to be representing us, unlike Ron Johnson, who's a D.C. insider, who isn't listening to the people and is simply not doing his job.
Yeah. Any state legislative districts or races on your radar in particular this year?
Absolutely. We would like to take 3 seats back from the Republicans in the state Senate, and we have several great opportunities. In the 18th, we have a primary between Mark Harris and John Lemberger. That's a great opportunity for us. We lost it by less than 700 or so votes. Both of those candidates are talking about investing in education, creating thriving communities, being sure that we bring Wisconsin back to the greatness it once was. We have up in the 12th, which is Senator Tiffany has that seat. We have Brian Van Stippen up there running. He's a great young man who is listening to the people and, again, wanting to ensure that we invest in education, that we deal with the environmental challenges that Senator Tiffany is ignoring, that we ensure that we have a strong economy here in Wisconsin because people are struggling so much, and Brian wants to improve that. And then over we have Diane O'Dean over on the far west part of the northwest part of the state. She's a great community leader who wants to be sure that all kids get an opportunity to succeed in the state, and is really speaking up for our future generation. And, you know, we know that Sheila Harsdorf won't even allow a vote to come to allowing college students to renegotiate their loans. So clearly she's not caring as much about our kids as she should. And then finally, Brian Smith is in the 14th over in the Ripon area. He's a mayor there, very well respected, running a great city, and we are very excited to have him coming in caring about our economy and education.
We have just a minute to go. Martha Lanning, 2 callers want to know what if you think it's possible that Bernie Sanders will be selected as Hillary Clinton's running mate.
You know, I leave that all up to the candidates. I have so much to do just being sure that we got Democrats all working together that I have no idea who either one of our presidential candidates would be picking as their vice presidential selection.
And as a superdelegate for Wisconsin, you are going to wait until the nominee is clear before pledging?
Yes, I am.
All right. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Martha Lanning is chairperson of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. By the way, you can join us tomorrow night at 7 for the NPR special election coverage of the primaries in California, New Mexico, North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, and New Jersey. And we will follow up on the election results, and maybe we'll know more who the Democratic nominee is after tomorrow. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.